Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So I don't want to, you know, boil it all down to money on this most romantic of all days, because Valentine's Day isn't really about money.
Oh, yeah.
Americans will spend $27 billion for Valentine's Day this year.
Each?
I think I heard Carrie talking about it. Yeah, it seems like it. A lot of it's spent on stuff you really don't need, or stuff people don't even want. You're just buying stuff because of the day. You feel like you should do it.
Because the calendar says so.
Who's buying kitchen utensils for someone on Valentine's Day? Someone who's getting divorced shortly thereafterwards. A gym membership.
Oh.
That's a little tough. It's like, I got you this gym membership for Valentine's Day. Oh, man.
I mean, they are cheaper this month.
That's
January.
True. Yeah. Yeah. Now, I was reading this other thing from LendingTree. It said, of this poll for Valentine's Day found the average American spends $697 on dates each year.
In a year?
In a year. For women, though, the average is $499.96. But for men, it's $861.29.
For the whole year?
Yeah.
I feel like I could do that in one date easy.
Really?
In one day, $800?
Well, when are we going out?
Have you been to Boston?
Yeah, that's very true. Half of that's parking.
Yeah.
Yeah. The average date, according to the survey, costs $77. That seems rather low.
Yeah. Where are they hanging out?
I don't know.
I need some
Savers.
Advice.
They're going to Savers for their date.
Ugh.
But if it's $77, then they're getting a lot at Savers. Yeah. I just, like, do you remember your first date?
Yes, I do. And it was a lot more than $800.
Okay.
It was actually it was a few grand. But
what?
Yeah. Well, it was I panicked because
Panicked and spent $2,000 on your first date.
Because I had asked
her. Is this with your current, like, your
wife now?
Okay, good. So, I was like, should we even be talking about this?
This is back in 2012.
Right.
So right after the Bruins won the Stanley Cup.
Right.
She's a huge Bruins fan.
Right. And to preface, Josh Dolan is the world's biggest Bruins fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's how we started talking.
Oh, that's cool. So your wife or then girl you're interested in, also a huge Bruins fan.
Yeah.
Okay.
And when
that's
I
cool.
met her, she had a boyfriend. But as soon as I found out she broke up with him,
right.
I messaged her.
You pounced.
Her. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, I got season tickets.
Oh my God. Did you really though?
Yeah.
So she's a huge Bruins fan.
Well, my parents did.
Well,
so
but still,
I benefited.
But still.
Yeah.
And so you have season tickets to the Bruins. She's a huge Bruins fan. Dude, you are.
And she had never been to a game before. So I was like,
been to a Bruins, and you had season tickets.
Yeah.
You were pimping, my friend.
And
you
I was
were
like,
ready.
Well, let's make this happen. And so I was like, which one of these games can you go to? And she's like, I'm free both days. And I was like, do you want to go to both of them? They were a week
you
apart.
You are so, yeah.
It was March 10th.
Dude, this is the most positive story I've ever heard you tell.
Right?
Ever in your life. Everything's like, yeah, this is awesome.
So it was March 10th and March 17th.
Okay.
And I was like, all right, let's go.
Wow.
And we had a chart in the kitchen with all the games listed.
Right.
And if we sold them to someone,
yeah,
you cross it out.
Right.
Those two games were sold, but they were not crossed out.
Oh, whose fault was that? Was it Jimmy Donuts?
Yeah, it was Jimmy Donuts.
Jimmy Donuts messed that up?
You didn't use the red pen and cross it out.
Oh, boy.
So I panicked, went online, and I just bought whatever tickets I could
find. Oh, my God.
In the same
section.
You ended
up buying? Oh, my God.
Yeah, and it was over
$2,000. Over
$2,000? Yeah.
Did you tell her?
Eventually.
Oh, right. You didn't tell her for the dates.
No.
You didn't say, I didn't end up buying
these. I was like, yeah,
so
these are my seats.
You better give me sex.
And then...
You didn't see, yeah, oh my God. So you were just, oh, but you ended up spending $2,000.
Yeah, best money I ever spent, though, because then.
Well, because she's your wife now.
Yeah, the first.
So it worked. You really impressed the hell out of her.
Yeah, but I didn't even know it was a date. It was just.
What do you mean you didn't even know it was a date?
Well, I just wanted to hang out with her because I really liked her. But
right.
I didn't want to be like, hey, do you want to go on a date with me? Because I thought she'd say no. And I thought she was just hanging out with me because she wanted to go to the Bruins game.
Oh, so you thought you were just going because you were Bruins fans and friends.
And then on our second date, I asked her to be my girlfriend. I said, hey, do you want to go out with me? And she said, what do you mean by that? She's like, we're already out. And I was like, And she's like, you mean boyfriend and girlfriend? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, yeah, I like you too. And I was like, you do?
Oh my God, that's
and
such
she's
a
like, I'm hanging out with you.
That's such a Josh Dolan thing.
It's like, I thought it was
you
just
were
for
already
the tickets.
Boyfriend. Yeah, you were already like an item, but you didn't know. You're no. like, oh my God. She's like ready to move in. And you're like, I think I'm going to ask her to be my girlfriend. Wow.
Yeah, it's still to this day when I'm like, I'm scraping for cash. I'm like, I can't believe I spent. I mean, I would do it again because she's my wife. But
yeah, she's your wife now, so you're kind of still paying.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, man.
$2,000 for two Bruins games.
This is a texter, a legit question, 978 texter. $2,000? Were there hookers involved?
I wish.
He's just kidding, honey. Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, man, it worked.
Do you remember your first date? $2,000?
Yeah, it was my... girlfriend, now wife, and I think I almost lost her to human traffickers. I'll explain that later.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty, you gotta give me a judgment call on what I did.
All right. Well,
it could have been risky.
I'm intrigued.
All right. Black Crowes, it's AAF. She never mentions the word addiction. All right, so we're talking about our first dates. And we were reading this survey from LendingTree. The average first date costs $77. And Josh and I said that's pretty low. And Josh told the story of his first date. He really impressed this woman that he wanted to go out with because she's a huge Bruins fan. He's a big Bruins fan. His family had season tickets. And he said, oh, I'll take you to two games. And he was like just ruling the world until he found out that those tickets were actually sold. Nobody told him.
My dad sold them already.
Ended up spending $2,000 for tickets to these two games. But you ended up marrying her.
Yeah.
That's a happy ending.
Because I didn't go back on my promise.
Right. Right. You followed through.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
And the check cleared.
Now listen, when I said human trafficking,
yeah,
I didn't take my wife to a brothel or anything like that.
You tried selling her.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
No, not this time. So we started, we both went to North Adams State College, which is now Mass College of Liberal Arts at something or other. And so I wanted to take her out for a nice dinner. And there was a really nice Chinese place in North Adams. I think it was called Chopsticks. So we went there, had this lovely dinner. And I realized I don't have my wallet. So I look at her and it's time to pay the bill. Bill's on the table. I said, I don't have my wallet. And she's like, where is it? And I said, why don't you friggin' pay? No, I didn't say that. I would say that now.
You guys ran, didn't you?
I said, it's at my apartment. And she said, what are we going to do? And then I called the waiter over and said, look, I don't have my wallet. I live nearby. I got to run home and get it. And I looked at my wife and I said, my girlfriend at the time, and I said, do you mind staying here? while I go get my wallet. So I basically left my girlfriend at the time.
This is your first date.
First date. as collateral. So if I didn't come back, they could just take her and sell her.
She would have been in the kitchen.
She would have been on a freighter going to somewhere like Dubai. I don't know. So so I did that. It didn't take long. I didn't live far away. I sped all the way. I ripped it back. I got back, and it was near closing time because we had stayed. We talked. We had a really great time. I get in there. All the waiters are hanging out around the table where she's at, and they're like, oh, he's probably not coming back for you. And I said, I'm here. I'm right here. I made it.
Did she think that you were ditching her?
No. She didn't even give an air of concern.
Really?
She was just like, okay, yeah, sure.
My wife or my girlfriend thought I was trying to ditch her on our first date.
Yeah.
Because my car could only lock when I was inside it, and I forgot to lock it.
That's a good excuse,
Josh. So we
both
got out, and I got back in the car, and she was like, oh my God, he's leaving.
That's a good safety measure. I like that. I like that. Yeah. So, but, you know, we ended up staying together, and now we've been married for 20,000 years.
Do you remember how much the bill was?
Yeah, the bill was definitely not $77, but this is the 1980s.
Yeah.
All right. I'm trying to think of inflation
like
at this point.
A nickel.
You know, and we may have had, I don't know if she was old enough to drink at that time.
Oh, really?
Oh, she was in middle school. No, no. I think she was 20 and I was 21, I think, at the time.
And then did anything happen on the first date?
I don't think that's appropriate to answer, no? Josh.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I won't say what happened. I will say this. Josh forgot to mention his no-touching rule on first dates.
Oh, yeah.
Josh has a no-touching rule on first dates. Oh, first of all, you know, was that a bad thing to do?
What, touch?
No, leave my girlfriend as collateral?
No.
At a Chinese restaurant?
You're showing that.
Until I came back with my wallet?
You're just making sure she'll stick around through the hard times.
She has, you know. But yeah, Josh has a no-touching rule on the first date, which I think is hilarious.
Why is that hilarious?
It's just hilarious. You don't know, you won't even like hug or like touch, like as
if
help
she
her. Like say you're going to help her out of the car or help her, you know, whatever.
If she
touch
needs
her.
Help.
Okay.
On the second date, we hugged and
okay.
other stuff. But but if she hugs me, that's fine. But I cannot be the first one to initiate physical contact.
Okay.
Because I want her to know I'm safe.
Okay. Okay. That's because you lost your virginity watching the movie Hot Fuzz. Is that the reason why?
No. Hot Fuzz has nothing to
do with it. I'm just checking because that's kind of weird too.
It was on.
I mean, I'm surprised you're married at all, man. That's unbelievable.
Me too. I'm in the lion's cage.
Volbeat, capping off the 420 smoke break here at WAAF. Text line 97107. We're talking about Josh's no-touching rule on his first date. No touching whatsoever, right?
Unless she touches me first.
Okay, sure.
Or touched.
Yeah, right. You were woke before anybody else. this person said, 508 texter, I got pregnant on my first date with my now husband. So much for the no-touching rule.
Wonder why you guys got married.
And then, I know, really? He did that to you and you still married him? And then this, you said you lost your virginity watching Hot Fuzz.
Yes.
Which is an awesome movie,
the
by
Simon
the way.
Simon Pegg movie.
Yeah, Simon Pegg's fantastic.
It's his birthday.
Yeah. Oh, nice. this 508 texter says, don't worry, Josh, I lost my virginity watching Jeepers Creepers.
Oh, I don't know what
geez.
That is.
That's a... That's a horror movie, man.
Is
That's
it?
A wicked, scary horror movie. Ew.
Yeah, I lost my virginity to Simon Pegg saying, you've never seen Bad Boys 2.
Yeah, let's do this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.